Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Scripture Stories books, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along with you too. This week, we are going to learn more about Lehi and Nephi. Children at home, please turn your Book of Mormon stories to chapter 4, page 8, and read along with us about the brass plates.
The Lord commanded Nephi to go and get the plate from the wicked Laban inside the city gate. Laban and Linda were both afraid to try. Nephi was courageous. This was his reply.
I will go. I will do.
Sometimes I am tempted to choose another way. When I'm discouraged and think I cannot try, I will be courageous and I will reply.
I will go, I will do the thing the Lord commands. I know the Lord provides a way. He wants me to obey. I will.
Lehi told Nephi that the Lord wanted him and his brothers to go back to Jerusalem. They were to get the brass plates from a man named Laban.
The brass plates were important records. They told about Lehi's forefathers and contained the words of God revealed through the prophets.
Laman and Lemuel did not want to return to get the brass plates. They said it would be too hard to do. They did not have faith in the Lord.
Nephi wanted to obey the Lord. He knew the Lord would help him and his brothers get the brass plates from Laban.
What did the Lord ask Nephi to do? Yes, Ella.
He asked him to go back and get the plates.
Okay, so why did the Lord want Nephi and his brothers to get the brass plates? Yes, Anders.
Because they were very important.
They were very important. That's very true. Why were they important? Can anybody tell me why the brass plates were important? Yes, Daisy.
Because they held the records of many prophets.
Okay. Why are records from prophets important? Let's see if Gabe knows this one.
Because they teach us about Jesus and Heavenly Father and what we're supposed to do.
Excellent. They do teach us about Jesus and Heavenly Father and what we're supposed to do. That's wonderful. All right, let's continue on.
Laman, Lemuel, Sam, and Nephi traveled back to Jerusalem to get the brass plates.
Laman went to Laban and asked him for the plates. Laban was angry and would not give Laman the brass plates. Laban wanted to kill Laman, but Laman escaped.
Laman told his brothers what had happened. He was afraid and wanted to give up and go back to their father in the wilderness.
Nephi said they could not return without the brass plates. He told his brothers to have more faith in the Lord, and they would be able to get the brass plates.
Nephi and his brothers went to their old home in Jerusalem and gathered their gold and silver to exchange for the plates.
They showed Laban their riches and offered to trade them for the plates. When Laban saw their gold and silver, he wanted it for himself and threw them out.
Laban told his men to kill Lehi's sons. Nephi and his brothers ran and hid in a cave. Laban kept their gold and silver. Laman and Lemuel were angry with Nephi. They beat Nephi and Sam with a stick.
An angel appeared and told Laman and Lemuel to stop. He said the Lord would help them get the plates. He also said Nephi would become a leader over his brothers.
Nephi told his brothers to have faith in the Lord and not be afraid of Laban and his men. Nephi encouraged his brothers to go back to Jerusalem.
That night, Nephi's brothers hid outside the city wall while Nephi sneaked inside. He walked toward Laban's house.
Okay, so who appeared to Laman and Lemuel? Yes, Rebecca.
An angel.
An angel appeared to Laman and Lemuel. And why did an angel have to appear to Laman and Lemuel? What was happening? Joseph?
They're hitting Nephi with a stick.
Okay, why were they hitting Nephi with a stick? Yes, Ella?
Because, Laman could have gotten killed because, he spent a lot of time and work on asking Laban for the plates, but he almost got killed for that, and so he was really mad at Nephi, and he thought that he was foolish for going back to Jerusalem.
What happened after that, Ella?
His brothers were really afraid, and they felt like, we really should go back to Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. So did they give up and just go back to the tent then?
No.
What happened after that? Yes, Anders.
Nephi tried to encourage his brothers to go back to Jerusalem.
Yes. He told them to have more faith in the Lord and encourage them. Excellent. All right, let's get back to the story.
As Nephi got close to Laban's house, he saw a drunk man lying on the ground. It was Laban.
Nephi saw Laban's sword and picked it up. The Holy Ghost told Nephi to kill Laban, but Nephi did not want to kill him.
The Holy Ghost again told Nephi to kill Laban so Nephi could get the brass plates. Lehi's family needed the plates so they could learn the gospel.
Nephi obeyed the Holy Ghost and killed Laban. Nephi then put on Laban's clothes and armor.
Nephi went to Laban's house and was met by Zoram, Laban's servant. Nephi looked and sounded just like Laban.
He told Zoram to get the brass plates. Zoram thought Nephi was Laban, so he gave him the plates. Nephi told Zoram to follow him.
Laman, Lemuel, and Sam saw Nephi coming and were scared. They thought he was Laban. They started to run away, but stopped when Nephi called to them.
Then Zoram realized that Nephi was not Laban, and he tried to run. Nephi caught Zoram and promised not to harm him if he would go with Nephi into the wilderness.
Zoram agreed. Nephi and his brothers took Zoram and the brass plates and returned to Lehi and Sariah.
They gave the brass plates to Lehi. He and Sariah were happy. Their sons were safe. They all rejoiced and thanked God.
Lehi read the brass plates. They told about Adam and Eve and the creation of the world. They contained the words of many prophets.
Lehi and Nephi were happy because they had obeyed the Lord and had been able to get the brass plates.
Lehi's family packed the brass plates to take with them on their journey so they could teach their children the commandments recorded on the plates.
So why did they pack them along with them and take them on the journey? Yes, Anders.
So they could teach Laman, Lemuel, Sam, and Nephi the commandments.
Okay, and probably even their children after them, so they could all learn about the commandments. Why else do you think they took the plates with them? Why was that important to take the plates, Gabe?
So they could learn about the gospel and read in the scriptures.
Excellent. Wonderful. So who helped Nephi get the brass plates? Yes, Ella?
Well, partly his brothers, but mostly Heavenly Father and the Holy Ghost.
Okay, definitely. They were big helpers in that. So why did Lehi's family need the brass plates? Can you tell me why they needed the brass plates, Gabe?
So they could learn about the gospel and do the right thing.
Wonderful. That's true. Yes, Daisy, why did they need the brass plates?
So that Lehi and Sariah could teach their four sons the gospel.
Okay, so they could teach them the gospel. Why was it important to teach them the gospel? Yes, Joseph.
So they wouldn't become wicked.
Excellent. So are you saying that the gospel helps us to be righteous?
Mm-hmm.
Learning about it? Why does the gospel help us to be righteous? Yes, Ella. How does learning about the gospel help you to be a good girl?
Well, sometimes it can be very interesting to listen to. And, that's what I think in my home because it's very fun reading the gospel.
This is fun reading the gospel? Okay, excellent. Yes, Rebecca, were you going to say something?
It helps us be righteous because it teaches us good things to do.
Excellent. Yep, it teaches you good things to do. Sometimes we have challenges in our lives that seem difficult and sometimes impossible to solve. If we do everything that we can and then put our trust in our Heavenly Father, He will help us. Let's now turn to the story about traveling in the wilderness, chapter 5. Children at home, please read along with us.
The Lord wanted Lehi's sons to have wives who would teach their children the gospel. He told Lehi to send his sons back to Jerusalem to get Ishmael's family.
Nephi and his brothers returned to Jerusalem. They told Ishmael what the Lord wanted him to do. Ishmael believed them, and he and his family went with Lehi's sons.
While they were traveling in the wilderness,
Laman and Lemuel and some of Ishmael's family became angry. They wanted to go back to Jerusalem.
Nephi reminded Laman and Lemuel of all the Lord had done for them. He told them to have greater faith. They were angry at Nephi but did not go back to Jerusalem.
Nephi, his brothers, and Zoram later married Ishmael's daughters.
The Lord told Lehi to continue his journey. The next morning, Lehi found a brass ball called the Lehona outside his tent.
It pointed the way to go in the wilderness. Lehi's family gathered food and seeds and packed their tents.
They traveled through the wilderness for many days, following the directions of the Lehona.
Nephi and his brothers used bows and arrows to hunt for food as they traveled.
Nephi's steel bow broke, and his brothers' bows lost their strength.
The brothers could not kill any animals, so everyone was hungry. Laman and Lemuel were angry.
Nephi made a wooden bow and asked his father where to hunt.
Lehi received directions in the Lehona. Nephi followed the directions and found some animals.
Okay, so what did the Lehona do? What did it actually do for them? Yes, Rebecca.
It told them where to go.
Told them where to go? What else did the Lehona do? Gabe?
It told them where to hunt for food.
Okay, so it gave them directions, it told them where to hunt for food. Yes, Ella?
Well, it probably told them where to go in the wilderness, like if they needed to go this way for food and this way to continue their journey.
Okay. All right. What do we have today that's like a Lehona that tells us what to do and where to go and things like that? Yes, Joseph?
Scriptures.
Scriptures are like the Lehona. Yes, what else is like the Lehona?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. Wonderful. Gabe, what else is like the Lehona?
Our parents.
Excellent answer. Wonderful. Our parents, our scriptures, yes.
Prayer.
Prayer, excellent. Okay, wonderful. These are all things just like the Lehona. Why are they like the Lehona? They don't look like a small round brass ball, do they? They're different. Yes, Ella.
They still have the comfort of the Holy Ghost, and they still help us be righteous because Well, the scriptures tell us what to do, and our family and other people are there to support and help us.
Wonderful. Who else can tell me how the Lehona is the same as the scriptures? Yes, Anders.
Because the Holy Ghost can tell you where to go and what to do, and so can the Lehona.
Okay, so what did Nephi do when his bow broke? Yes, Gabe.
He made another one.
All righty. Were Laman and Lemuel excited when their bows weren't working and Nephi's bow was broken? What happened? Yes, Rebecca.
They were mad.
They were mad. Yeah, excellent. But when Nephi was tired and hungry, did he complain? No, he didn't, did he? What did he do to help solve the problem? Yes, Rebecca?
He made a new bow.
Okay, so that was solving the problem. Why did Nephi ask his father for help? Yes, Ella?
Probably because, he needed a lot of help, and, Lehi was still a prophet, and so he probably still knew a lot about the Lord, and he probably could still, it wasn't too late to pray to him. So he could probably pray for him and ask him what he could do.
Excellent. Very good. Okay, so just like Lehi helped Nephi when he had a problem, let's go around the circle. And Daisy, how have your parents helped you when you've had a problem?
They have helped me feel better if I'm sad and helped me figure out stuff that I don't know.
Okay, that's a wonderful way for your parents to help you. Let's see, who else? Let's see, Joseph, how have your parents helped you when you've had a problem?
When I'm struggling on a problem on my homework.
Okay. So they help you with your homework if you're struggling with your homework? All right. Anybody else? Yes. Let's just go down the row right here. So, Ella.
Well, once I had a really bad strep throat, and I was having a really high temperature of 105, and my mom, she was taking the best care of me, and then she finally took me to the doctor, and she bought me some medicine with her money, and she got me all better.
Excellent. That's a wonderful way for your parents to take care of you. Okay, Anders.
Sometimes when I'm at home doing my math, my mom and dad can help me.
Okay. Helping you with homework? Wonderful, Rebecca.
Sometimes my mom helps me practice the piano.
Wonderful. That's a wonderful way. Who has ever asked Heavenly Father for help? Ella.
Well, once I was asking if I should get baptized or not a few months ago. Also, a few weeks before I had my mom had my little brother, when she had my little brother at the hospital, I prayed to know if I would be a good sister and if I could handle it, and I prayed for help.
Wonderful. Daisy, how has Heavenly Father helped you?
When I've lost stuff and I've said prayers, he's helped me find them by giving me ideas.
Wonderful. That's how he's helped me as well. One of the ways he's helped me. Let's see, Rebecca, how has Heavenly Father helped you?
When I lost a book, I really wanted it. I prayed and then the next day I found it.
Okay, so he helped you find that? Wonderful. All right, Anders, how has Heavenly Father helped you?
Sometimes I pray to be safe, and he helps us be safe, my family.
Wonderful. All right, let's continue on.
The Leah home worked only when Lehi's family was faithful, diligent, and obedient. Nephi returned with the animals he had found. Everyone was happy to get food.
They were sorry they had been angry, and they thanked God for blessing them. Traveling was not easy. Often Leah's family was tired, hungry, and thirsty.
Ishmael died and his daughters were sad. They complained against Lehi. Laman and Lemuel also complained. They did not believe that the Lord had spoken to Nephi.
They wanted to kill Lehi and Nephi and return to Jerusalem. The voice of the Lord spoke to Laman and Lemuel. It told them not to be angry with Lehi and Nephi.
Laman and Lemuel repented. Lehi's family continued their difficult journey. God helped them and strengthened them.
Children were born. Lehi and Zariah had two more sons named Jacob and Joseph. After traveling in the wilderness for 8 years, Lehi's family arrived at the seashore. There they found fruit and honey. They called the place Bountiful.
Okay, so how long were they traveling in the wilderness?
For 8 years.
For 8 years. Could you imagine traveling in the wilderness for 8 years? Oh, that's a pretty long time. So how did the Liahona work? How did the brass ball work? Yes, Daisy.
It pointed the right way they should go when they were being faithful and obedient and nice to everyone.
Okay, so it pointed the way when they were faithful and obedient and nice. Okay. So what happened when they weren't obedient and faithful and nice? What happened to the Liahona then? Yes, Rebecca.
Then the Liahona wouldn't work.
It wouldn't work, would it? Okay, yes, Gabe.
It would point in the wrong direction.
Okay, so it wasn't any use to them, right? Because it would point them the wrong way. Yes, Ella.
Probably one of the spindles would just go this way and keep going round and round, and the other would just go.
Okay, so you think it would just spin around and they wouldn't be able to know where they were going?
Yeah.
Okay. So what has Heavenly Father given us? Now, we've talked a little bit about this, but what has Heavenly Father given us to help point the way back for us to Him? Yes, Gabe.
Storm, he's given us the scriptures.
Okay, he's given us scriptures. Yes, Anders.
Commandments.
He's given us commandments to point us back to him. Wonderful.
Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. That's a wonderful thing that we have that can lead us back to him. Yes, Joseph.
Scriptures.
Scriptures. Wonderful. Ella?
We have our family and friends.
Okay. Excellent. Yes, Joseph again.
The prophet.
The prophet. All of these things help point us back to our Heavenly Father. So much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all he taught us. And I also hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love.
Next week, we'll read the Book of Mormon Stories, Chapter 6, Lehi's Dream.
If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at radio.lds.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org, or a grown-up can buy them at your local church distribution center. See you next week!
Scripture Power!